For those coming in, make sure you get your phones out and pop up the QR code so that you can answer the questions anonymously, and we'll have a sense of the audience. That'll make it more fun. All right, well, in keeping with our tradition, the last program is a pop quiz about transactional law, and find out whether those of you who do M&A transactional work in the private space know enough to actually practice it. And we're going to try to find out. And we've got a series of questions with multiple choice answers. And those questions are based on some issues that have come up in transactions over the last year to year and a half or so. In courts across the country. Specifically, we have some Texas, New York, and Delaware issues that have come up. So let's get started. So we're gonna have a warm-up question that is a little off topic, but not much, a lot less than you think, which is, when's the last time you thought about usury law, right? We're in Texas. When I first started practicing, that was a subject that we worried about all the time. They amended the statute, and Texas has a much higher interest rate, 18%. Everybody was happy with it for a long, long time. But then there were all these other issues that came up, but people still got really comfortable because, you know, we passed a statute that said you could choose another state's law pretty easily. And everybody chose New York. And what did we say about New York? They don't really have a usury law. Well, let's test that and test our knowledge about that. So a series of $35,000 convertible notes are issued by a public company. The notes provide that each holder has the option at any time after 180 days to convert those notes into the public company's stock at 65% of the lowest trading price of that stock for the preceding 20 days. The notes are governed by New York law. Several holders of the notes seek to convert the notes based on the stated conversion price. So these have been issued to the public. The public buys them. They now seek to do what the notes say they can do. And the public company basically says that, wait a minute, you're not going to be allowed to do that because it's usurious. The when you take the 8% stated rate of the notes and you add in the value of the conversion option, it's usurious under New York law. So does the public company issuer have a case? Pick your answer. A, no, because the notes are not loans. Instead, they're investments. B, no, because New York does not have a usury law applicable to loans over $25,000. C, no, because New York exempts loans to corporate borrowers from its usury laws. D, B, and C. Or E, yes, because New York's criminal usury rate applies. Choose. See, it even tells me how many of you have responded. This is great. 30, 40. I don't know how many people are in. All right, come on, guys. People, persons. All right, that's probably enough. All right, let's see how we got. B and C. Interesting. The correct answer is actually E. Yes, because New York's criminal usury rate applies. Everybody actually, and B and C is exactly what most transactional lawyers, particularly in Texas, think the answer is. Oh, yeah, now people are changing their answers, or adding their answers. So in any event, which is fine, that's all part of the fun. But remember, and this is important, and I mention this only because you think this particular and this is an actual New York case that came out, New York Court of Appeals. And a lot of people get it wrong because, number one, they think New York doesn't have a usury law or it's really, really high, or it exempts all loans over $250,000. By the way, it's not $25,000, it's $250,000. And that's true. $250,000 is not subject to New York's civil rate, which is actually lower than Texas. It's 16%, by the way.